I'm Kevin Farley. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server product team. I've been with the team for about 10 years, and lately I've been working on always-on availability groups feature. This is exciting technology to me because it's what allows SQL Server to be available and as an underpinning to our customers' applications. It's what allows them to deliver enterprise-class solutions to their customers. So it really is key, fundamental key to the availability story for SQL Server. This is also infrastructure for the SQL database in Azure. This is how SQL database delivers its availability guarantees. And lately, with the developments that have been happening in industry and also within the SQL Server team, we have the opportunity to push performance bars to new levels that we've never seen before. The other thing that's been really exciting about this release cycle is that we've had a lot of collaboration going between the SQL Server team and the Azure team, and also with the Windows Server team. They've helped us to deliver features collaboratively that neither group could have delivered on its own. So I'm going to talk about several of the interesting features that we're delivering that I find particularly interesting, and then I'm going to show you a demo of one of the features, and we'll have a good time. First, I'm going to talk about the increase in log transport performance. So the way that availability groups feature works is that we transfer the changes from the primary database to all the secondary databases over the network. That's what allows us to keep all the databases in sync. And that can be a performance bottleneck if the network isn't keeping up with the changes in the primary database. With recent hardware changes, we've been challenged to keep up as well. That's pushing our boundaries. We have one particular customer whose standard servers are all PCIe attached storage, which is extremely fast. And they're trying to keep up with that with availability groups. So we've been working with them very closely, making sure that we can match that extreme performance level with the product. We've reworked the entire pipeline of log transport. So from end to end, we looked at every step along the way to get it as clean as we possibly could. The thing that I really liked about the way the team approached this issue is that when they set out to do this, they didn't approach it with the goal of being 50% faster or 100% faster than SQL Server 2014. Instead, they took the approach of saying, I want to be within a very small margin of the speed of a standalone server with no HA solution. So in other words, no overhead at all. And the team hit it. They came within a couple percent of the performance of a standalone server with full synchronous high availability. Obviously, it depends on your network, but that result is extremely fun. Not only are we moving bits much, much faster than we ever could before, we started at about 70 megabytes per second and we finished over 300 megabytes per second, possibly even more in some environments. But we also dramatically reduced the CPU consumption that we take to get there, which gives you more CPU left over for other activities in your system. So all over, it gives you much better performance altogether. The next feature I'm going to talk about is load balancing and readable secondaries. One of the features that sets availability groups apart from other HA solutions is that we allow applications to query the secondary replicas for read-only transactions, while the primary is reserved for updates. And previously, only the first secondary replica in the list would get all the read traffic, which did help the primary significantly, but it's not making full use of all the secondary replicas. With SQL Server 2016, we allow you to configure a group of your secondary replicas and have us load balance across those replicas. So now your read traffic is spread across as many of your secondaries as you wish, while your primary is busy doing update traffic. For heavy reporting queries and applications where there's a lot of query and read access in addition to your updates, this can be a huge gain. One of the things that we had in mind when we designed the feature set in SQL Server 2016 is to enable our customers to move off of the older database mirroring technology into availability groups. Database mirroring was introduced in SQL Server 2005 as a high availability solution. It has since been replaced by always-on availability groups as a much more robust and scalable solution. But there have been a couple of features that database mirroring provided, which availability groups didn't match one for one, which prevented some of our customers from moving. And the first in that list would be having basic high availability in Standard Edition, where database mirroring was available in all editions of SQL Server. Availability groups has previously been only Enterprise Edition. So with SQL Server 2016, we're making a basic high availability solution available in Standard Edition. This matches the surface area of database mirroring, which means you're limited to two replicas, the primary and one secondary, and one database per grouping. And we don't allow read access to the secondary. We will allow either synchronous or asynchronous replication, and that gives us a slight advantage over what was available in database mirroring. So we're hoping that this allows many customers to move into database mirroring and upgrade their solutions overall. So this is where I'm going to show you a demo. And unlike most demos you'll see where someone tells you about what the feature is and then shows it off, I'm going to show you the feature and you get to figure out what the feature is. So here's our demo instance. You can see that I've got one database and no availability groups. So let's fix that. I'm going to use the new availability group wizard to create our availability group. Call it demo group. And you can see the options here for some of the new features, basic, database level health detection, TTC support. And we've got a database that happens to meet prerequisites. Handy that when you're doing a demo. And now we get to pick our replicas. So I'm going to add some replicas. So here's two. And three. So now we've got three replicas. Gonna give them automatic failover. Make the secondaries readable. Fairly normal setup here. So we're creating the replicas. For the synchronization, I've got the databases staged on the secondaries already, so I don't have to wait for that operation, which you might do by hand. So we're going to go through and create it. All the validations are passed. And finish the script. It's going to go through and do all the steps to create the availability group. And now we have a functioning availability group. That process looked pretty normal. Not much different here. So let's look at the dashboard and see how that looks. We've got the dashboard for this availability group, and this looks totally normal. We have three replicas, all synchronized. Everything's in good shape. Nothing looks different here. You've seen availability groups before. So what's this demo about? To show what it's really all about, I have to show you this. We go to server properties, and if you notice up here, you've got the computer name and then work group, where normally you'd see a domain. What's different about this is that this entire availability group is done outside of any domains. It's in workgroups. That's the new feature. We've been trying to land this for years, and we finally got it. So now you can have availability groups full-featured outside of any domain. Let's go into details. Earlier, I was talking about the basic high availability being one feature that enabled us to get customers to move from database mirroring onto always-on high availability. And I mentioned that there were two pieces that were missing from that bridge. The other piece is that always-on high availability groups require that all nodes in the group be members of the same Active Directory domain. That was not a requirement in database mirroring. And that comes from the Windows cluster infrastructure that high availability groups uses. So with SQL Server 2016, we worked hand in hand with the Windows cluster team to remove that restriction. So with Windows Server 2016, we now can create clusters without any domain requirements. And this in turn opens up that all those environments to availability groups. So now we have domain-independent availability groups, which means you can set up your availability group in the classic scenario where all the machines are in the same domain. You can have cross-domain availability groups with or without trust, and you can even have availability groups set up in infrastructure where there is no domain at all. So why would you want to do this? We have some customers, the classic example is the financial industry, where there have been a lot of consolidations. So two large banks have merged. They're now one corporation. But each bank had a huge IT infrastructure. They're not going to change the domain names of all of those data centers, but they would really like to use each other's data centers for DR sites. This is fully enabled in this technology. So we think this is going to be very attractive for the customers that have any of those restrictions and really unlock the availability groups feature to them. So those are just some highlights from the features that we've added into SQL Server 2016 for the availability groups area. There's lots more features out there. Read-only load balancing is one that I mentioned, database level failover triggers, group managed service accounts, more auto failover targets, direct seeding and distributed availability groups. Each could stand a whole video on their own. But I encourage you to go out and read up on them, find out what we've got in SQL Server 2016. So thank you for watching this video and joining us. There's a lot more videos out there I encourage you to go look at, and go check out SQL Server 2016.